Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Psalm 133. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
A reading from 2 Peter, the third chapter. But according to God's promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. And count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given him, as he does in all his letters when he speaks in them of these matters. There are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's the duty of the chaplain, no doubt, to be the one quoting this psalm constantly and to ask, why can't we all get along? The father paints this psalm on the wall above the kitchen table so that the brothers will calm down and make dinner bearable for their mother. The boss paraphrases it because drama is bad for productivity. Human resources speaks a language that has no time for beards, dew, mountains, or anything pleasant. But if they could understand such things, they might allow this on a motivational poster. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. You don't have to have brothers to see why unity is pleasant, nor do you need to know Hebrew to hear the tone of a Jewish mother here speaking indirectly. Oh, wouldn't it be nice if we all agreed? Well, brothers aren't always united. They don't always dwell together happily, that is, fightlessly. The church militant has her name not only because she does battle in a hostile world against rulers, authorities, cosmic powers over this present darkness, but also because brothers fight among themselves. The church indeed has its own politics, and it can't be any other way. Not only because people get too hung up on their own selfishness, which we do, but also because citizens, even citizens who are waiting to enter into heaven, must speak and argue and reach conclusions together, especially when error threatens the church. usually from the inside, as it did between Paul and Peter. Brothers must rebuke brothers. St. Paul wrote the same thing in Galatians. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watching yourself, lest you too be tempted. The temptation is to avoid the fight, Midwest style, and leave your brother caught in that transgression. No, the pleasant peace and the unity of the church is different. It's not achieved by the overlooking of sins out of convenience, the peace, peace of ceasefire with this foreign world of ours. It is those who are walking to the feast together, settling their disputes along the way. The church's peace is, to a degree, like the old bishop, what he is said to have done, reconciling anyone who would not dare to share the kiss of peace before coming to the sacrament of the altar. Or, as Psalm 133 puts it, it is like sweet-smelling oil that permeates from top to bottom, that sticks in the beard and goes home with you even after the service is over. It is like the breathtaking view of Mount Hermon, a snow-capped peak in the distance, and when the wind blows its cold and fresh air down to the snowless hills of Zion. And really, it is that direction that matters the most. The psalm drives brothers to look away from each other or themselves, with all of our annoying habits, our real sins, our passionate outbursts, justified or unjustified, and instead to look together toward our destination. The oil flows toward the holy ground. The dew descends and blows toward Zion, where the temple of the Lord stands. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Dear saints, brothers in Christ, we are always walking toward Zion. No, not the earthly Jerusalem, but the heavenly one, the one that has been won by Christ Jesus, our true temple. Our destination is life forevermore. It is the blessed beatific vision. We expect the resurrection of the dead. Likewise, now we gather along the way as often as we can to be united with angels and archangels and all the company in heaven, our brothers united with us at the Blessed Sacrament, the assembly of the firstborn together with the souls perfected in righteousness, as the book of Hebrews calls it. It's not too cliche, then, while we are on this way, to rebuke ourselves and to rebuke each other whenever we fight or squabble or bicker just a little too long or too hard. It is worth understanding, hearing, and listening to each other to hear each other out. It is worth repenting of our excesses and our flat-out errors too. And it is worth forgiving, as Christ first forgave us. That, dear saints, dear brothers, is more than just pleasantry. It is the uniting and the blessing thing. It is the source of our life that will be forevermore. And yes, such forgiveness of sins ought to be spoken long before the last day's judgment, and such life together ought to begin even before the resurrection and eternity, the new heavens and the new earth in which righteousness will fully dwell. While we await that total, perfect good, the pleasant, the united dwelling of eternal life, dear brothers, be diligent also to be found without spot or blemish and at peace because we are brothers. Even if that has become a very cliched name among us, we can refresh that name. We can make it pleasant among us again by believing and remembering that it refers, first of all, to being brothers of Christ Jesus. Because then we can make our beginning at dwelling in unity not to just please Dad or to please HR or even to please me, the chaplain, but because the Lord has commanded a blessing that applies to His saints even now in this darkened world. His blessing is life forevermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Michael and Shara Osiro, who serve the Lord in Kenya. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.